three fishermen are incredibly lucky to be alive today following an incident where their boat started to take on water off Chapel Cove on Monday. Stan Reed, chief of the Normans Cove Long Cove Volunteer Fire Department, says, well, the crews were involved in the rescue. He speaks with VOCM's Victoria Badcock.
So at 4:20 p.m., we received a phone call for assistance from the Coast Guard. There was a boat taking on water, possibly three men in the water from this situation. So I'm from Chapel Arm, so some phone calls locally, I found out that three men were picked up out of the water and were being transported to the local wharf in Chapel Arm. And so what the Coast Guard wanted from us was to be there, to meet with ambulance and RCMP, with some blankets and anything, any help that we can give to keep them in comfortable until everyone got transported aboard ambulances so they can carry on to the hospital.
And is this anything that your crew has to have to do before?
We had to have some medical calls. People say would the medical assistance, the heart attacks or broken bones at times, or injured, we'll say, on the fishing vessel, but the first time for actually being in water.
And what was, how did they handle it, I guess, is a good way to ask the question. How did they, were you surprised by it? I mean, are these volunteers?
These are all, we're all volunteer at our hall there, yeah. So the men worked good because we do as much training as we can, and we had a lot of bad accidents over the last 5 or 6 years, so they done really well with the situation. One of my members even took off his socks to pass along for one of the men, put on a pair of dry socks so we can try to get warmed up a little bit while we're waiting for the ambulance.
And the fishermen found in the water, were they local?
They're from the Blaketown, New Harbor area. Two speedboats left Old Shop to come to the rescue. So there was a guy, I think it was one couple was from St. John's and another couple was from Blaketown area. And they went to the scene and they picked up the three men in the water. The boat was submerged at the time, so they initially then proceeded to the wharf and found someone that was in the process of coming ashore for the day from their little fishing trip, and two of them left one boat and started to head over to the area, and the other person left and went over, and the two boats managed to pick up the three men, but the three men were in the water for some time before they actually got them taken into the water. And the water is quite cold. They're very, very lucky men. They were wearing life jackets, and that's basically all that saved their life. The person was wearing dark clothes, and he was a little bit harder to spot in the water. That's the third one that he picked up. If you can't see you, we can't get you. Whether it's me, you, or the next guy. You know what I mean? So just kind of little things you got to keep in the back of your mind when you're going boating.
So those orange and yellow life jackets, even though people don't like the look of them, they're very important.
Very important for this reason. Yesterday, one person was wearing dark clothes and had a dark color life jacket, and he was the hardest one to find, we'll say. And he was in the water the longest because of that. But I'm glad to say three guys are doing okay. They're a little shaken up, a little nervous, but they're on dry land and they're very glad that people are able to come and help them.
But I'm from a rural community myself, so I mean, when I think of the firefighters in my community, I think they would do the same thing, but I guess it's not something that they ever expect they have to do. So, I mean, what was your reaction when you got this call and you knew your volunteer firefighters had to go and do this? What was your initial reaction when you got that phone call, Stan?
This reaction is hopefully that everyone, we do enough training and enough courses to think straight. Take your time, we'll say, and you know, everyone gets hyped up in the situation. We were expecting at some point to have some kind of a call for water assistance, but we didn't expect for it to happen right now, you know what I mean? We just recently applied for it to get some funding for some cold water, rescue gear, and possibly a boat at our fire halls. We're just the way the economy's gone, there's more people out fishing and everything else, and having speed boats for joyriding. So this is one of the things that we're moving forward at our local hall. Let's get some assistance from the government to be geared up a little better for it in the future. Mainly is to try to get as much information as you can into your hall during training nights, and there's lots of videos out there, and just chatting among the members, see where everyone's to, and because not everyone can go to the water, you know what I mean? Some people are nervous of water, some people are nervous of heights. So just kind of have an open concept in your fire department and speak over everything that can happen in any situation, because it could have been bodies being picked up yesterday instead of men that were actually lucky enough to still be alive. You got to have your mindset that you're helping someone else out, and no matter what the cause is, you're helping someone else out, whether you're bringing in a body or you're bringing in someone alive.
Can't be easy work, that's for sure. That was Stan Reed. He's chief of the Norman's Cove Long Cove Volunteer Fire Department, and he was just recapping the rescue that took place in waters off Chapel Cove on Monday.